It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1904, about to be 1905 UTC. We are on the fourth floor of the parking garage, but there appears to be construction, so we're getting in the soundproof booth, aka the car. So boom. Yeah, yesterday I was going to ride my motorcycle today, but I guess it's good that we didn't, because I wouldn't have had the soundproof booth. And I looked at the rear tire, and I've got wires poking out, like metal. So I guess the belts are showing through, which are not normally the safest. It's like at a failure stage for the wheel. So can't ride that motorcycle for a little bit until I get a new tire this weekend. So anyway, that's me. Let's pull up comm and see what's happening out there in the world. If you want to chat and hang out during the show, all you got to do is SSH over to tty.sdf.org. Just log into SDF and then launch comm. Just type COM and then you press G for go to, and then type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word, and press H for help. But once you do, you'll be hanging out with cool people like Claudio M and Jeff and Quentin, Ratsu, Stug, all sorts of people, baby. Tobe, Quentin says, you're way past due for new tires, my dude. Yeah, I knew I needed new tires because I drove those tires. Those tires had like 1,000 or 2,000 miles on them when I rode on them to New York and back. I did like a couple thousand mile trip on them and then got back and I was like, oh yeah, this tire's a little worn out. I probably should replace it. And then I just kept putting it off. And I was like, I'm slipping and sliding on my way to work. That's not good. And I had to inspect the tire and it's like, oh, I am in danger. Anyway, sorry. I just catching up with Calm. Shout out to everyone there. all right. So we got news. We got lots of news to talk about. Hey, and in good news, before we start the real news, Publius reports that he has a partly working payphone. You may remember he had been eyeballing a payphone in a shop window over there in the remote reaches of the world. So congratulations to Publius. All right, let's launch up Firefox and then go over to our bookmarks. Blink. We go to desktop, bookmarks menu, news to me. What do you know? It's April 19th. So there's not a whole lot of death today, which I think is good. Trying to keep it light. There's a comedy festival this week I'm trying to go to. The UN mission in Mali said on social networks that two peacekeepers were wounded Tuesday by a mine explosion in central Mali. Our office in Mopti confirms an explosion near the village of Amba, 75 kilometers west of Donsa, injuring two peacekeepers who were part of a logistical convoy en route to the region. UNMISSA, or the United Nations Mission in Mali, did not specify the nationality of the soldiers. On Friday, another peacekeeper was seriously injured when his vehicle hit a mine near the town of Donsa. The targeted vehicle was part of a logistics convoy coming from Timbuktu. So now you know where Timbuktu is. Mines and improvised explosive devices are the weapons of choice for jihadists who have been operating in the country since 2012. Since the beginning of 2023, MINUSMA has been the target of 9 attacks, killing 3 Senegalese peacekeepers and injuring 5. Dangerous time to be in Mali, but the UN is trying its best to help. Which, I mean, is a good thing. In New Zealand, same warning as yesterday, I guess. This story involves abuse of animals. So if you're sensitive to that, you may want to tune out for just a couple minutes while we talk about it. So let's see what we got in here. Alright, beginning disturbing story. A child's cat hunting competition in New Zealand has been canceled following backlash against the event. Yeah, you heard that right. Domestic, you know, cats. Organizers of an annual hunt were criticized after announcing a new category for those aged 14 and under to hunt feral cats. The animals are considered a pest and a risk to the country's biosecurity. Youngsters were told not to kill pets, but they were otherwise encouraged to kill as many feral cats as possible for a prize. The child who killed the most between April and the end of June would have won $250 with New Zealand dollars, which is about $155 U.S. The event drew immediate condemnation from animal welfare groups. On Tuesday, New Zealand's Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said it was relieved the children's category, which involved shooting feral cats, would not go ahead. My tongue feels big in my mouth. I wonder if I ate something that was bad for me. Hopefully it doesn't swell up and kill me. Anyway, there were fears that this would mean house cats would be unintentionally killed. We should be teaching our tamariki, or children, empathy towards animals, not handling them the tools to kill them. A spokesman for the animal welfare charity SAFE told local media outlet. The event had been announced as part of a June fundraising hunt for a local school in North Canterbury in the South Island, a largely rural area of New Zealand, where hunting is popular. Competition each year typically sees hundreds, including children, competing to kill wild pigs, deer, and hare. Organizers of the North Canterbury hunting competition announced the cancellation of the cat event on Tuesday, saying they received vile and inappropriate emails. Oh my gosh, the people who said, go kill all the cats you can find, got vile and inappropriate emails. Who would have thought? Anyway, we are disappointed and apologize for those who were excited to be involved in something that is about protecting our native birds and other vulnerable species, the group wrote on Facebook. They also pointed out that anyone who participated in their hunts are required to abide by firearms and animal welfare laws. Post received more than 100 comments from users, many of whom defended the event. People said the hunt could have been a controlled cull if only people knew the damage wildcats cause around the place, one local wrote. There are about 1.2 million domestic cats in New Zealand, and more than double that of feral cats. Okay, I guess I can see why they're trying to figure out a way to get rid of the cats, but having a children's hunting event for it seems a little insensitive at best. Check in with Calm, make sure everybody's okay. Kiwis are also fighting off rats, too, Quentin Point asks. Animal welfare is a very broad, vague, and often self-contradictory category, but those dipshits who released 100,000 minks into a bird sanctuary are another category. Oh, X1's printing out chlorinated stickers. It's important to drink your fluoridated and chlorinated water, folks. All right, keep on moving. Let's jump on over here to the U.S. There's a story here because there's death. One dead in New York City multi-story car park collapse. So I'm sitting right now on the fourth floor of a five-story parking garage, or what you might call a car park. Well, in New York City, one person has died and five others were injured when a multi-story car park partially collapsed. The second floor of the four-story structure in Manhattan's financial district collapsed first. Authorities said all the workers in the building had been accounted for. Video posted online shows cars and debris stacked high on a mound of shattered concrete. The collapse happened at around 1600 local time. New York City Fire Department Chief John Esposito said the rescue operation was extremely dangerous for the firefighters and deemed the structure very unstable. We had firefighters inside the building conducting searches. The building was continuing to collapse, he said. At this time, we believe that we have the workers that were in danger all accounted for, all out of the building. He added that one injured worker had been trapped on an upper floor and was unable to get out on his own. We were able to put firefighters up there into the building and take him out across the roof to another building and bring him down safely. The city's mayor said new technology played a vital role in the response. I do want to point out that we had the robotic dog that was able to go in the building, said Mayor Eric Adams. So, robot dog, robots, one, humans, negative one. The robot dog was able to send video from inside the building, after which drones were flown in to conduct an assessment and searches. The cause of the collapse was not yet known, and Department of Buildings personnel were checking neighboring buildings for any damages. So, robots coming along. Oh, the children aren't being hunted. The children are given weapons to hunt the cats. Publius is domesticating a manul, or a palace cat, out of spite. Yep, atomic dogs, George Clinton style. Hey, Tobe, welcome, welcome. So, yeah, that's essentially what happened there. Car park collapsed. One person was killed, and one of the rescuers was hurt. Pretty dangerous stuff there. And, New York, oh, here we go, had to find my place. So this is just a petty crime, but it seemed the result was a surprise. A senior Singaporean woman was injured in an attempted snatch theft by a motorcyclist who tried to grab her gold jewelry in the Malaysian state of Selangor on Tuesday. The TikTok video, which unfolded the event, has gone viral. In the video, a couple is seen strolling through a car park at 10:45 a.m. when a stationary motorcyclist behind them began riding stealthily towards them and made a grab for a gold chain around the woman's neck. The woman was pulled along for a short distance before she fell on her face. Her husband rushed over immediately to help her up. In a statement by the Malaysian police, Gombak Police Chief Zainal Mohamed confirmed the incident. He said the victim of the crime was a 64-year-old Singaporean woman who was walking with her husband when the attack took place along Jalan SBC 1 at Sierra Bravo Charlie 1 in Taman Batu Caves. The assailant was unsuccessful as the chain snapped and fell to the ground, said Mr. Zainal. The suspect fled the scene. The woman sustained light injuries to her knee and right hand. Efforts are underway to track down the suspect. So, everyone was empty-handed. But I thought it was amazing that this gold chain was strong enough to hold this lady up while being drugged by a motorcycle. Usually gold necklaces are not that strong. Yeah, LCD points out only one person killed in any structure collapse is lucky. Yeah, and it was a 64-year-old lady that had this thick-ass chain on, which is pretty wild if you ask me, but it's kind of cool. Hell yeah, you do you, Singapore. So let's keep our, let's stay in Asia and go over to Japan. Japan has millions of empty houses. Want to buy one? When Mr. Jaya Thursfield found a house he wanted to buy in Japan a few years ago, friends and family told him to forget it. The place was not worth the trouble. After all, it stood in a forest of shoulder-high weeds after being abandoned about 7 years earlier. One of the millions of vacant houses known as Akaya, Japanese for empty house, throughout the country. Can I move to Japan and buy one of these? I'm an American, I don't know. Mr. Thursfield, 46, an Australian software developer, was not deterred. This sounds more and more like a Marcus thing. Though the overgrown garden, he could see that it was special. The black roof tiles cascaded down to slightly curving eaves that were much higher off the ground than those most houses. The entrance hall had its own gable tile roof. If the 251-square-meter house looked more like a Buddhist temple than a farmhouse, it's because it was built by a temple architect in 1989. Mr. Thursfield and his Japanese-born wife, Miss Chihiro, had moved to Japan from London in 2017 with their two young sons and a dream of buying a home with a big yard. The plan was to purchase a vacant lot and build a house on it, but land is expensive in Japan, and their budget wouldn't allow it. So they turned to the growing supply of abandoned houses, which are cheaper and often come with more land. They are far from the only ones. We would never have been able to afford a house of this quality and size if it wasn't in Akaya, Miss Chihiro Thursfield, 49, said. And while many Japanese don't like used homes, foreigners see a house that is cheap and are more willing to reuse and renovate to their taste and budget. As Japanese population shrinks and more properties go unclaimed, an emerging segment of buyers feels less tethered to overcrowded cities and is seeking out rural architecture in need of some love. Let's see if we get anything else about... Houses in Japan typically decrease in value over time until they are worthless. The cultural legacy of post-World War II construction and shifting building codes, with only the land retaining value. Owners feel little incentive to maintain an aging house, and buyers often seek to demolish them and start fresh, but that can be expensive. Since buying the Harm House in 2019, the couple spent about $150,000 U.S. on renovations. Let's see. This is such a long article. They are really excited about these. All right, it's just another personal story piece. But just heads up, there's a lot of cheap houses in Japan. So if you have a way to legally live there, you might check it out. I've been looking at cheaper places to live. And right now, Nebraska and Illinois have some pretty affordable housing options. I just don't know how much cost of living is out there. Anybody live in Henry, Illinois, or around Lincoln, know what the living costs are out there? All right. So let's talk about France and labor for a second. Specifically, Macron was heckled. French President Emmanuel Macron was loudly booed by crowds in eastern France on Wednesday as he embarked on his first trip to a French region since signing his unpopular pensions reform into law. The French president was heckled during a visit to the small town of Sélestat in the Alsace region, with protesters banging pots and chanting slogans including "resign." "You'll fall soon, just wait and see," one man told the French leader, describing his government as corrupt. "We don't want this pension. What don't you get?" asked another. Excuse me. Oh, how do I mute? Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. I usually put my allergy pill and my vitamin D and my my regular multivitamin thing in my front pocket. And then I come to work and I have my coffee. And after I have my coffee, I take my vitamins. Well, my shirt pocket has a hole in it, so I don't have my allergy medicine or my vitamins or my vitamin D today. My allergy medicine is what's causing me to cough and destroy your ears. I'm very sorry about that. Crap. Oh, I might have another fit. No, shut. God, I hate the Apple Watch so much. If I didn't work. Anyway. Anyway. It's okay. We're just going to take a break. Can't take a deep breath because then you're going to cough. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. Let's check in with Calm. Oh, here we go. Quentin chiming in. According to realestatetokyo.com, a foreigner can own property in Japan. Thank you very much, Ratsu and Quentin. and Publius, thank you for your concern. All right, so let's go ahead here. See you later, Claudio M. I'm glad I'm still alive. We've got, 7 minutes to go before the... Let's just do that. Hold on. Here, I'm going to play a sound effect for us. Do-do-do-do...
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, it's powered by you. So thank you for being here and listening, hanging out with us today. Appreciate your support while I was choking to death, coughing over here. You have a good night, Claudio M. And so stick around. In 1930 UTC, every goddamn day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show. Like I said, airs at 1930 UTC. Whether or not the technology gods smile or frown on us or pour their cold tea on our heads, we enjoy the goddamn Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. So tune in, anonradio.net. You can check out the schedule for everything else that's coming up. In comm, you can press the equal sign to see what's coming up. Today at 2100 hours is Sound of Synergy, and then Special Eds at 0100. And then stick around, because tomorrow we have other fun shows coming up, including Shake Your Booty with DJ Mac happening before Dubious Goals and News to Me shows up. All right. Let's jump into some more news, because we got 5 minutes to go, so we got to talk about our technology news before we run out of time. So, first, Twitter removes policy against dead-naming transgender people. Twitter has quietly removed a policy against the targeted misgendering or dead-naming of transgender individuals, raising concerns that the Elon Musk-owned platform is becoming less safe for marginalized groups. Twitter enacted the policy against dead naming or using a transgender person's name before they transitioned, as well as purposefully using the wrong gender for someone as a form of harassment in 2018. On Monday, Twitter also said it will only put warning labels on some tweets that are potentially in violation of its rules against hateful conduct. Previously, the tweets were removed. It was in this policy update that Twitter appears to have deleted the line against dead naming from its rules. Twitter's decision to covertly roll back its longtime policy is the latest example of just how unsafe the company is for users and advertisers alike, said Sarah Kate Ellis, the president and CEO of the advocacy GLAAD. This decision to roll back LGBTQ safety pulls Twitter even more out of step with TikTok, Pinterest, and Meta, which all maintain similar policies to protect their transgender users at a time when anti-transgender rhetoric is leading to real-world discrimination and violence. So that's Twitter for you, causing trouble. And Criminal Records Service still disrupted 4 weeks after a hack. The body that manages criminal records in the UK is still facing disruption nearly a month after a cyber attack. The ACRO Criminal Records Office provides records to police, exchanges them internationally, and processes certificates for people wishing to work with children or gain immigration visas. It took its website and application portal offline when the hack was detected on March 21st. Staff has been increased to deal with email applications, but delays persist. We are working with the relevant authorities, including the National Cyber Security Center, to investigate and remediate the incident, an official said. This is very similar to what happened with the Royal Mail not too long ago. And then eventually, the rest of the story is just kind of people giving their personal story about that. Let's see what we got. It's news to me. Sorry, Publius. Anyway, hey, see you later, Albatross. News to me. That is the show, and I talk about news that's news to me, so I'm just bringing up all these kind of things. Additional pieces of information, a toddler or a little baby wandered onto the front lawn of the White House, and a Secret Service member was able to go and scoop them up and hand them back to their parents. The kid stepped, was a little kid, so it could fit through the fence, the bars in the fence at the White House, and so that's how the baby got there. And the NRC, that's the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, will base its regulatory framework for fusion energy systems on its existing process for licensing the use of byproduct materials. Dozens of companies are developing pilot-scale commercial fusion designs. While the precise future for fusion in the USA is uncertain, the agency should provide as much regulatory certainty as possible, given what we know today. And that's about all the time we got for today. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, and I'll be back tomorrow. I might be a little sleepy, but I will definitely have my allergy pills. So until then, thanks for being here and have a good one. And release the babies. Oh, how do I get... That's all the time we have for the show today.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Seven.